Isn't that worship awesome? I mean, Jake does not play the drums. He attacks the drums. Just watch him. Man's got passion. I love it. Well, good morning. My name is Rich Teal. I'm welcome to all of you who are in the sanctuary and those online. As Micah said, we do have an online presence that is growing, and it's an opportunity for us to be able to share God's word with a wider audience, and we're just thankful for that. I do want to thank our worship team for the worship. I don't know, it's been like the last several weeks. It's just been on fire, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It's been pumped up. And is it them or is it us? Is it God working in the hearts of us as we worship and praise? That's what I think the difference is. They're doing the same thing they've always done, but our hearts are lit up, and we're happy for that. Just last week, the opener of the Bills, Deb and I decided to go out to lunch, out to a sports bar to watch the game with some other people. All our kids are gone, so we're just watching on our own. So we went out to get some wings, and as we pulled up the menu, there was like a dozen kinds of flavors for wings. I mean, Cajun and Parmesan and all this. Now, when I was in college and I used to go to Duff's on Sheridan Drive, there was four. Mild, medium, hot, and suicidal. And I tried them all, and I'm still talking after the suicidal. That was bad, but there are so many choices. I mean, you turn on the TV, and there's hundreds of channels to choose from. You go on the internet, there's millions of places you can go. You walk down the aisles at Wegmans, and there's you go up on the cereal aisle. How many choices of cereal do we need? But we are so inundated with choices that we have to make. It's crazy. Or as Mikey would say, it's cray-cray. Did I use that right? Okay. I'm trying to be more like Mike. Someday I'll be like him. But as I've been reading Scripture over the past several months, God is kind of showing me that kind of the foundation of my faith is based on choices I make or choices I choose to make. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. I have a choice to make. If I confess, He will forgive. Psalm 37 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He'll give you the desires of your heart. John 15:7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and I will give it to you. So there's conditions to some of His promises. If I do this, He'll do this. But we have choices to make. If then. So as I began to pray about that and meditate on that, God began to show me that choices make up a big part of my faith. And one of the biggest decisions that we have to make and choices we have to make in this life is, what are we going to do with Jesus? I mean, whether we want to or not, God has asked all of us to make a decision about what we're going to do with His Son. What are we going to decide to do about Jesus? I mean, the Bible tells us that the only way to heaven is through Him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. He also says that no one can see the kingdom of God unless you are born again of the Spirit. John 17:2-3 says, for you granted Him authority over all people that He might give eternal life to all those you have given Him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. So God is the only way to eternal life. But we have to choose Him. I mean, He stands at the door and knocks. But we have to open the door and invite Him in. So we have a choice to make. And as a follower of Jesus Christ, I have to make that choice. This morning, we're going to look at Joshua chapter 24. It's kind of the foundation of this message. And it's a verse that's not unfamiliar to most of us. Joshua 24:14-15. It says, now fear the Lord and serve Him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will choose the Lord.
Right.
The pastor said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Now, I'm not a biblical scholar. I've never been to seminary. But as I'm reading that verse, is that a one-time decision? Choose you this day? Or is he saying, Rich, today, Sunday, September 20th, choose you this day who you will serve. And when I get up tomorrow morning, does he come to me and say, Rich, choose you this day who you will serve. And the same on Tuesday and Wednesday. We have to make a choice to serve the Lord every day. And not only every day, but probably many times throughout the day, we have choices to make about who we are going to serve. That's funny. Pastor Micah came here about a year ago. He had graduated from his master's degree, and he was now looking for a pastoral job. So he's out there in the marketplace looking, and I think he candidated a few places, and he came here and candidated with us, and we fell in love with him, and I think he fell in love with us. But he had other offers. He had other places he could have gone. But as he and Liz prayed about it, God directed him here. But he had a choice to make. He chose to come here. And I don't know about you, but I'm grateful he did. Can I get an amen for that?
Amen.
Yep. So he and I have been meeting. We meet about every week on Friday morning. We've been doing that for about a year. And he and I are really different. We are of a different generation. I'm a baby boomer. He's a millennial. I'm like more than twice his age. We have different spiritual backgrounds. He comes from a different state. He's from Pennsylvania. I'm from New York. He has different educational background. We're just very different. We have a different preaching style. He even dresses differently. I mean, can you see me in skinny jeans and a hat on backwards and a funky haircut? I don't think so, brother. I don't think so. I mean, just last week, I saw him wearing white shoes after Labor Day. Now, I don't know, back when I was growing up, that was a taboo. You didn't wear white shoes after Labor Day. But hey, like I said, we're from a different generation, whatever works for you, brother, but you're not going to see me in that. I mean, he's young and he's hip. Me, I'm having trouble with my hips. You know, the arthritis is getting to me. You know, he's hearing from the Lord and I'm just hard of hearing. So, but while we are very different, and I tease you and I love you, brother, but while we're very different, there is a few things we have in common. We love Jesus. We love this church. We love this people. And he has committed himself to serving the Lord, and so have I. That's a choice we make. It's a choice he made many years ago. It's a choice I made 40 years ago. And it's a choice I make every day to serve the Lord. So we look around this congregation, we are all different. I mean, look at our elder board. I mean, you got Micah, you got Dave Monroe, you got Jake, you got Carl and myself. Talk about different. You know, you got three of these guys who are young and good looking. And then there's a couple of us who are, well, not young, right? We're not young. You know, but they're young, they got young families, they got jobs, they're busy. And yet they have chosen to serve the Lord. Carl was a pastor for what, 50 years? Gave his life to serving the Lord. And knowing him until he takes his last breath, he will choose to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And I know a lot of you in this room have made the choice to serve the Lord. And like the elders, we have to make that choice daily. We have to choose to serve him. And give our lives to him. So the question is, if we have the choice of choose you this day whom you will serve, if it's not the Lord, then who is it? If it's not the Lord, who are we serving? And as I tried to answer that question for myself, the answer became pretty clear. It's me. If I'm not serving the Lord, I'm probably serving myself. Because this fleshly nature that I have just lends itself towards selfishness and self-centeredness. It lends itself towards, my natural default is I'm worried about me and my family and taking care of them. I have to make that conscious choice to serve the Lord and set me aside. I mean, even when we become saved, even when we accept Christ as our Savior, that's not enough. He calls us to follow him, to make that choice. We still have to battle every day. In James 4, it says, "What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." James is writing to believers there. And he was probably speaking to himself as well. Selfishness will be one of the biggest things that puts a barrier up between us and God. It prevents me from getting close to him. So we need to choose him. But what does it mean to choose to serve the Lord? I mean, that's kind of vague, isn't it? So again, I'm trying to think of, all right, well, what kind of choices do I make every day that's going to serve the Lord? Well, when my alarm goes off in the morning, do I leave time enough? Am I rushing around to get to work and get dressed and out the door? Or do I choose to spend some time with the Lord in prayer, reading his word? When I go to work, what's my attitude towards my job? Is it, am I doing just enough to get by, or am I working as though I'm working for the Lord? Or what's my attitude towards my coworkers? You all got them? You know, that one that's really annoying? The one that just complains all day or is just yapping all day? What do we choose? How do we choose to deal with them? Do we choose to love them? Those are some of the choices we make to serve the Lord. What about the money you have? What choices are you making with that? Do we honor the Lord with what he has given us? Are we known as a generous sacrificial giver? Or do we kind of keep what we want for ourselves? And even all the other stuff God blesses us with. You know, what's the attitude towards my home and my vehicle and all the things that I own? Am I using it for his glory or my own? These are the choices we have to make every day. Your time. Do you choose to serve the Lord? I mean, there's lots of needs around here. If someone comes up and asks you, will you be willing to serve in the children's ministry? The choice you make. Are you serving the Lord or not? And when you do choose to serve, are you committed to that? Are you fully into it? Are you taking responsibility for it? Or are you just going, it's just a church. I'm just a volunteer. Or do you choose to serve the Lord in that? Let's get a little closer to home. What about the relationship with your spouse? Do you choose to love your spouse as God calls us to? Jesus said, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. He died for the church. Wives, you're supposed to respect your husband and submit to your husbands. Well, now it's getting a little closer to home, isn't it? What about our children? Are we loving them, spending time with them? All these choices, while they seem inconsequential, are actually choices to serve the Lord. Do you want to grow in your spiritual life? That's a choice you have to make. Trust me, it doesn't just happen by accident. We have to choose to grow. Are we making the choices that we need to make to choose to grow? Are you in a life group? We're designing our life groups to be a place where you can grow in the Lord. There's love and care and concern for each other. We want this to be a body of believers that is exciting and caring for each other and growing spiritually. Have you made the choice to join a life group? And if you're in a life group, are you committed to it? Committed to showing up every meeting? Committed to being prepared to come? Being prepared to grow? Not only for you, but for the other people in the group. You have a lot to offer somebody else. We must choose that. Or maybe you need someone to walk beside you, one-on-one. Find somebody. Find someone who's more mature than you and say, would you walk with me? Help me to understand the scripture. Help me to apply it to my life. Help me to work out the mess in my marriage. I mean, we need each other. God never intended us to do this alone. We have to do it together. And what's the effect of all these choices? It changes the attitude of our hearts, doesn't it? Because it's out of the overflow of our hearts that our mouths speak, but it's also out of the overflow of our hearts that the choices we make, the things we do and say, are going to come out. I mean, we are God's ambassadors. He has called us to go out into the world and share the good news of Jesus. If we are not making good choices, if we are not choosing to serve the Lord, how effective are we going to be in that? I don't know about you, but I got family members, I have neighbors who don't know him. They are destined for an eternity apart from God. And I have the answer. My heart needs to be to the point where I choose to serve him. I choose, no matter how uncomfortable it is, to go and have a conversation. It's not about us. It's about Him. But we need to get our hearts right. We need to make sure that our hearts are full and they're good and they're soft and open to the Lord's leading. I mean, just in the past several weeks, man, we've seen God moving in the hearts of people like we have never seen before. Brother Jimmy right there, saying, right in the front row saying hallelujah, doing a work in people's lives. And what do we do? We're not doing anything. He's doing all the work. We're just kind of stepping out of the way and saying, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. We're going to follow you because you're doing something great. But it starts with the attitude of our hearts. Are we like Jesus, who became a servant? He left heaven and came down to earth as a servant. Luke 9:23 says, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. We need to choose to deny ourselves. And we may think that's a sacrifice and it's a hardship, but it's not. Because when we choose to deny ourselves and serve the Lord, what He has for us is so much better. It is so much better than whatever this world can offer. You know, this world is whatever it offers is it's going to leave us short. It's going to leave us unsatisfied, unfulfilled. Satan will be out there telling you, yeah, do that. But he's a liar. The road that Satan, that's leading us down destruction and death. If we choose God, if we choose to serve the Lord and deny ourselves and serve Him, man, He has given us so many promises, and He's faithful to those promises. But we got to choose it. We have to choose to serve the Lord. We have to make those choices. We have to choose to deny ourselves and to serve Him. We have to choose to ignore Satan when he's whispering in our ear, you're not good enough. Right. He doesn't love you. You don't deserve that. You're a sinner. You deserve to die. We need the Holy Spirit to defend us against Satan's attacks. Because what does the Bible say about what Satan? He's prowling around like a roaring lion, looking to whom he can devour. He wants to devour us. We need to protect and guard our hearts. We need God to do that because I can't. Satan is way too powerful for that. So we need to have our hearts open to the Lord. We need to choose to serve Him. We need to choose to submit to Him. We need to choose to deny the world. Because James says, you adulterous people, don't you know a friendship with the world means enmity against God? If you choose to be a friend of the world, you choose to be an enemy of God. I don't know if any of us consciously choose to be an enemy of God, but when we don't choose to serve the Lord and we choose to serve something else, we're making that choice. We need God's help in this. So how do we guard our hearts? How do we make sure that our hearts are full and on fire for Him and pointed to Him? We need to remind ourselves of His promises. We need to be in the Word. We need to know what He says. He says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. As far as the east is from the west, I'll separate my sins from you. Cast your cares on me because I'll care for you. He has given us so many promises, and over the 40 years I've known Him, He's never let me down. Amen. He's always provided for me. I've lost jobs, and He has provided. Always. James 4:7-8 says, submit yourselves unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. We need to come near to God. Proverbs 18:10 says, in the name of the Lord is a fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. This world is a dangerous place. All you got to do is turn on the news. Michael was talking about an upside-down kingdom. This kingdom here on earth is upside down. It has gone nuts, hasn't it? I mean, riots and hatred and all the stuff that's going on. It is upside down. But we as believers have a place to run that's safe. We have to choose to run there. We have to choose to run to God. Deuteronomy 30, it says, This day I call the heavens and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Now choose life, so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God Listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life, and he will give you many years in the land he swore to give to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He says, choose life. We have a choice to make. Choose life. There's a passage in Proverbs chapter 8, verses 10 through 21. It talks about wisdom of God. And it says this, choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with it. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight, I have power. By me kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me princes govern and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and making their treasuries full. And then down to verse 32 says, now then, my children, listen to me, talking about wisdom. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watch daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. We need to choose the Lord because we're going to get all those benefits. Life, riches, honor. And we're not talking about here on earth. We're talking about in heaven. We find favor from the Lord. But we have to choose it. Do you want a life of fulfillment and joy and contentment and peace? You have to choose it. We have to choose it. Now, if you're here this morning and you want all those things, but you don't know Jesus as your Savior, then choose you this day who you're going to serve. Amen. Don't leave here today without making that choice to accept Jesus as your Savior. That's one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. Yep. So if God's pricking your heart today, then come up and see myself or Mike or one of the other elders. But don't leave here today without doing your business with the Lord. And all that means is you're just acknowledging that you're a sinner and that we need Christ who died on the cross for us. And you want to give your life to him. And then we start the daily process of choosing to follow him. We are followers of Christ. We need to follow him and choose him. But if you're here this morning and you already know Jesus, and you want to grow in your faith, and you want all those promises he promises us, what are you going to choose? What's your choice going to be today? The things of this world that leave us empty, or we can choose to serve the Lord? For me and my house, we're going to choose to serve the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we acknowledge before you that we can't do this without you. And Lord, you have promised us every blessing from heaven. But all we have to do is choose you. We have to choose to follow you. And Lord, that's not easy. We acknowledge that this life of faith is difficult. It's fraught with peril, desires, and temptations that can drag us away from you. But this day, Lord, this people here at Grace choose to serve you, to honor you, to live for you, to share your good name, as Micah would say, to make you famous. Lord, our desire is not that we grow, but that your name be lifted high. Oh, Lord, I pray you give us the strength to make those right choices in everything we do to bring honor and glory to you, to choose to serve the Lord. Because, Lord, this day I choose you. May you be praised and honored and glorified by that choice. Amen.